Okay, we're going today here, Mesech Uksim, Paragimel, Ereshavis, Parashas, Chayasara. For the record, Aryeh Shagru had a granddaughter. Her name is to be announced. Shabbos morning, 7:30 Minyan, the youngest of Midwood. The Minyan in Kiddush, and we have yet to be revealed the name of this little girl.
Okay, ready now?
Nivlas Nehema Mechal Makam, Nivlas Nehema Tmebechal Makam. Okay, we have over here the carcass of a behemoth, Tmeo, of an animal that's
Chomakam.
Bain, the Shwakim makes no difference with it.
Nivlas
Haifa Tabuk Farm, the veil of Tabuk Farm, Shain Regil La Achil Sham. You don't eat it there. It's not Rogil La Achil Sham. We're in the Kfar, in the village. Okay, you don't need the neveil, you do not need the veil, so the law of no shrichim, machshav, all these examples, shahoil, ustam, in lachil, adam, these items, the neveil of a non-kosher animal, and the neveil of an oif only wear in the kvar, neveil, therefore, shahoil, ustam, and in lachil, ustam, ain din, it's not a food, and neveil, if it's not called a food, by default, you have to have a kavana that you want to make it into a food. For it to be hukshal lekabel tuma, good.
Great.
Ein oichem tmei melim kin chish v'leim la'achilim b'levadim alba b'leim achshava. Ein nivlas oichat tar mitame el desablia b'levad. But if there's no alba l'leim achshava, ein nivlas oif tatar. Now this is oif tar mitame el b'desablia b'levad k'moy shukvar shnuvu before. In other words, without any machshava, if you don't have any machshava, and you take a piece of kosher bird meat that's an avela, and you touch it, nothing happens. But if you swallow it, when the meat passes your throat, this is the halacha, then that is when you become tameh. Remember that halacha? The beis habliya. The beis habliya is the esophagus, right? Is that what it's called, esophagus?
Yeah.
Esophagus. So that's how Allah will be. If a person swallows bird meat.
Right. That's in the base of Liyah.
Yeah, so you become tummy. But in the Nevela Sabahima Tameya, with regard to the Nevela Sabahima Tameya, Mububi Gomorrah, Sha'amnam Kizayis, Nevela Sabahima Tameya, Eina Tzricha Machshava, Kdilatame, Shemitame, He Tumas Nevelas. You don't need to be called a food. How come the Mishnah did not discuss the situation of the meat of a non-kosher animal? It's dead. So the answer is because anyway it's tameh. You don't need it to be a food. You do not need it to be a food in order for it to be hukshah because it's a nevela. And the Torah says a nevela or numerically is because tameh meat into mas nevela. So there's nothing further that needs to be done to make it tameh.
Right.
You with me?
Yep.
It's an avatuma latame to contaminate adam bekelim. Ella shemishna seinu balashmiya shafil pachus mikizayis nevela sheena tmeya tumas nevela in chishev alecha lechilo alechil adam harehi mitstarefes. Okay, here's the chiddush. Here's the kasha. The kasha here is a very important, very basic kasha. So you totally, your mind is elsewhere.
Okay.
Your mind is at the kiddush tomorrow in Yom Gizrael, you're in the Kabbalah, the guests, you're saying to them, Mazel Tov, Rich and Mayu, Simchus, enjoy the sumptuous repast that we've presented you. Your mind is not here.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Your mind, you're like an alien.
Let's go, let's go.
Has taken
it's
you
very
over.
Easy stuff. We learned this.
No, it's not easy. We didn't learn
this. It's in the base of Leah. Let's go.
No, you don't. Nevelas behemoth tmeya b'chom lakum question. The nevela of behemoth b'chom lakum question. What's the question? The question is, what are you talking about? I need you to tell me the only reason why that, you know, well, b'chom lakum is a food. Okay, fine. Nevelas of tar b'kfarim is in order to be mitana as an oichel. Even without swallowing it. Even if you do not swallow it, you have to have a kavana that you want to eat it. Tzricha machshava, the ain't assume hechsha. Here's the part that we call the nevelas behema tahoira b'chol makim, the nevela, a behema tahoira b'chol makim. It's going to be called mitame.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I don't need it to be called an oichel for it to be mitame.
Yeah.
The fact that it is a behema tahoira, automatically, a nevela, automatically it's tame. a nevela is tami no matter what. So why do I need here the mission to tell you over here is that it's going that it's called an oichel to be metame. Even if it would not be called an oichel, it would be metame because why? Because it's a nevela. It's a nevela. Nevelas behemah tohar b'chol makom. Look at this, a very basic question. Well, the inyan, he's going really back to this, the nevelas behemah tmei b'chol makom. Okay, you don't, same thing. It's always fit for consumption. Not by Jews, but by goyim. You have the nevela of a non-kosher animal. It is hukshar, you don't need to have a kavana that it should be edible for human consumption.
Right.
By default, it's called ready for human consumption.
Right.
So what's this question? The question over here is, I don't need a machshava.
Right.
Why don't I need a machshava?
Right.
Because a nevela is an avatuma.
Right.
So what is this mishnah over here teaching us, discussing? Well, if you have kavana, machshava,
right,
then it's an oichel, then it's acceptable to tuma. But if
right,
it's not an oichel,
right,
it's not acceptable to tuma. What are you talking about?
It's
an avatuma. It's tuma no matter what.
Right.
Can you stop doing that? It's so disgusting. This is not a manicure place.
No,
you have to go do your nails over here.
What do you think
that's over here? You want to go do your nails? Go grab them to go do your nails. This is the base marriage.
Yeah.
This is the base marriage. You want to go do your nails over here and go and sit in front of the Mishnah and the nails. Close your feather, get out.
Yeah.
You see, what I see, no public good people must be. You tell me, I don't want to do something.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Disgusting. The nails look clipless. You can go the filth. It's worse than this pill bacteria. What are you doing? It's disgusting. It's not minhanimos to behave like this.
You ready to finish up or not?
Well, you mind
it
like a zombie. Your mind is elsewhere. I could just one look at you, and I could see that you've been get pecking orders to go do this, to that,
yeah,
this, that. And then I touched one of your buttons. I mentioned that you weren't invited. I said, you were very insulting.
I'm not insulted at all.
Deeply insulted.
I'm not.
I have to not, this thing has to not be horrible.